have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flow.
Yo, this your boy Big Daddy Kane with a message to all my mixtape addicts. This is it, baby, get your fix from DJ King Flow.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's your boy DA to the Z, Daz Dillinger from the legendary Dog Pound. And you're in the mix right now with DJ King Flow, a.k.a. Mr. Mixtape Addict from France.
Hey yo, it's Talib Kweli, you checking out the Mixtape Addict, word is bond, rocking with DJ King Flow.
Yo, what up, this your homeboy Ace Hood, rocking with DJ King Flow. You know we got that crazy flow over here, you heard? King Flow, let's make a move.
Yo, check this out, man, it's your boy Crazy Bone, and whenever I'm over in France kicking it, you know what I'm saying, doing my thug thing, I'm with the homie DJ King Flow, man, keeping it real, baby, down in France, Orleans, y'all know how we do.
Mixtape Addict.
Step into life's trouble. Put papers for the papers and witness my stock double. Empires are crumbled. He strike back with the gift in me. I use the force, of course, it's just a sip in me. Dark mode, Vader light. Dark road, haters might. Feel the pressure of the beat break on them gator bite. Hit the system and get him like raw venom. Perpetuate paralysis, tapping the spine in the mist. All twisted when spitting in life's metaphor. Game shifted for those have been forever raw. Cheddar sores when the law is of nevermore. Before I rep this apple, I'ma rep the dirty core. Magnificent Dodger that's on a mission. Under a black moon and ace in juice position. Crew makes moves, a Demi in guard position. Hands reign supreme, extreme in true religion.
Let's go. Some come, some go. Some fast, some slow. Some shine, some glow. Some snort, some blow.
We gotta drop on the soldiers, line them up. Soldiers trying to steal the culture, light them up. Hose you down from being watered down. DJ King, let's put the game back in order now. We got the drop on them soldiers, light them up. Vultures trying to steal the culture, so light them up.
Mixtape,
hose you down from being watered down. Let's put the game back in order now.
In the open, we literally do it. Most of y'all is hoping. Our lifestyle's more than what we posted. No bragging, no boasting. Pressure on the pedal, ain't no coasting. Gun into the finish line, toasting. Hustle on the fast track. Rest of y'all be fronting about your last pack. We grown now, homie. Well, we past that. Stand up,
come on,
man up,
come on,
gather what you got and make it pop with it.
Come on,
no questions and no gaming. Spit some colorful shit at these bricks that sit here straight flaming. Motion, worldwide product they could go get. Packed with Omegas they could flow with. Studying the vultures, targeting and picking at my culture. Red beam, lean them as I poacher. Get them for they tusket. Staring down the barrel of your musket while nodding to the new tracks off that musket. Come on,
we got the drop on the soldiers. Line them up. Trying to steal the culture, light them up. Hose you down from being watered down. Let's put the game back in order now. We got the drop on them soldiers, light them up. Vultures trying to steal the culture, so light them up. Hose you down from being watered down. Let's put the game back in order now.
Plotting and mapping, trying to hustle, steady fighting for my life as I'm scrapping throughout the struggle. Staring at the ceiling, white lights above the table as I'm fading, anesthesia racing along the cables. 2 hours after hitting the vein, feeling I'm in something that's doing something, interrupting the pain. Mama told me there'd be days like this, but never thought that when they came, there would be days my miss. So alone, sturdy with my back arch, standing with my spine starch. Fluid limitations got me trooping with my mouth parched. 14 hours weekly, I lock in and I dialyze. Pushing through the weaknesses daily cause I gotta ride. I keep my family in my focus and walk. And bear the burdens of my crisis like I carry New York. I'm a captain and I'm on a mission. Despite my health condition, I'm in the game holding my lane and playing my position.
Life is like a picture show. Everybody knows and everybody knows. Everything it shows is everything I am until the curtains go.
My life
is on a movie screen. Everything that happens, everybody.
Wow.
Hey, yo, you up?
Yeah.
DJ King Flow.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
It's that shit, cuz.
While you chillin' with the homies and you twist up, or when you hangin' with a bitch and get your diss up, keep your heater by your side, stay clipped up, and avoid getting tripped up. This stuff, what? See, that'll be your last line. All you hear is beeping, my nigga, cause you a flatline. Dead on arrival, dog pound tribal, gangbang revival, shit's called survival.
Yeah, don't do enough, just doing too much. We can do it back there, do it anywhere you want. We can do it in the front, don't front, get lumped. Get anything you want, get the semi, get the pump. Just pump your brakes, or get your brakes pumped. Get sprayed like skunks, get K, little cunt. Should've stayed where you at, well now you at the cut. Niggas getting beat up, nigga, welcome to the hunt. Don't do enough, nigga. Shut your ass up, gon' get your ass stumped, gon' get your ass slumped. Tell that bitch to roll up that blunt. I'm back and I'm doing what the fuck I want.
This that shit, cuz. While you chillin' with the homies and you twist up, or when you hangin' with a bitch and get your diss up, keep your heater by your side, stay clipped up, and avoid getting tripped up. This stuff, see, that'll be your last line. All you hear is beepin', my nigga, cause you a flatline. Dead on arrival, dog pound tribal, gangbang revival, tribal.
Them haters been talking, so hit the miss. You ain't gotta love it, just respect it.
DJ King,
they don't like what I'm saying, then they can check it.
When it come to coming down and coming up, we got this. We the ones keeping it real, you know you not this. The cars, the clothes, the cash, and hoes in abundance. So it's not an exaggeration about how we run this. From Port Arthur to Big Money, Texas to H-Town, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, they all stay down. Amarillo, El Paso, down to the valley. So don't talk to me about New York and Cali. It ain't nothing like this.
Houston, Dallas, Tone, Beaumont, PA. We been killing Kappas, Austin, Relay, South by Popeye, now they bringing the mop out. My game graduated, I was a dropout. Shoulders muddy, rollies cluttered, buddy. Popping 30, streets is really flooded. Block done touch a milli, it be jumping. Trucks with glowing leather, shut down McGregor.
Them haters been talking, so this the message. You ain't gotta love it, just respect it. They don't like what I'm saying, then they can check it.
Yeah. Ellie Dollar, bitch.
Ain't nothing like Texas.
Hunting is something that can foolish all on the interstate. Know how I do it, got the shrimp and steak on the dinner plate. Mixing the gas or the fumes, might need to ventilate. See what we doing, take it home and them niggas imitate. Whole lot of horses, Forgiatos, and even native folks. Push a truck that's more than your foreign shit if you know you know. Close to the border if you want it, we got it for the low. Treat the boulevard like a stage and putting on a show.
Numbers on the scoreboard, lacks inside a garage. It's built for it tough, but I got a preference for driving Dodges. Grew up in the system, wrote my name inside the bricks. I'm a legend in East Texas, celebrated by my leaks. A trapper turned rapper, been a factor since the porch. The hustle, I got it honest from my granny. It's a sport that I mastered when I was knee high. Jabos and guess when you was rocking Levi's. Combing through the honey at the beehive, yeah.
Them haters been talking, so this the message. You ain't gotta love it, just respect it. They don't like what I'm saying, then they can check it.
Swallow on crash, walk a riddle path now. My bootstrap, gun toe, rap for chains. Machismo is lethal and strange. Garbage CD, yeah. Full in my reality, yeah. Sticks, bitch. Street memoirs and rhyme wars. sure my battle scars and sores. It's no stunt, rap grunt, leading the front line with metaphors and punchlines. Define your scan and rewind. The first platoon deploys the null and void. Pull your shit into scrap. Strategically, I enjoy.
Clawing out the fog, you can signal the hellhounds and pack these dogs. It was destination found, and I'm drifting through your town with a bag of horror stories filled with otherworldly nouns. It was late night rounds when the fable turned to fact, twisting brains insane. The puppet came to life, now possessing cousin Zane. We mystified the crowd like a trick by David Blaine. Time to nunchuck a dumb fuck and lash out spazzed when you're down on your luck, smoking black and mild jazz. Handcuffed to the suitcase, about to crash out fast. Couldn't film the fucking movie with a curse on the cast. Me and Yato in the sewers, this shit is a blast. Pure despair, nightmares descending on your prayers. We're bringing up the stress levels, losing all your hair. So this shit's a little different than your local book fair. Listener beware, you're in for a scare. Pure despair, nightmares descending on your prayers. We're bringing up the stress levels, losing all your hair. So this shit's a little different than your local book fair. Listener beware, you're in for a scare.
Statue out your mouth for this one, man. Straight up and down, man. Yo. Statue out your mouth for this one, man. Straight up and down, man.
Or my status as a local legend. Now my name in bolder letters and I'm global stepping. Photogenic, just depend on how you see it though. Look in the mirror recently, it's like I seen a ghost. Still smile everywhere I be if I got weed to smoke. But a lot of times I'm showing face and probably leaving though. I'm breaking them soul ties, cocaine, taking nosedive. Got a bad bitch, go both ways, by the old nines on the floor tiles. Precious lexicons, got the word y'all stepping on. Strolling down the east side, see fine mommy showing tet ties when it's getting warm. I'm from uptown where the weapons drawn. Just pray the Lord gon' keep them blessings flowing. Wishing I could get away. I never say never, promise that'll never change. I'm waiting for them better days. Question what is left to say. Probably make it up to heaven's gate a couple seconds late, but they said it's all the same anyway. And it all could change any day.
Any day.
Shin, if I want it, gotta have it. Moose, Dutch, Shin, Shin, if I want it, gotta have it. Shin, if I want it, gotta have it. To the mansion for the cash, we be scrambling. I'm living lavish, blue bells in the mattress. You know the fabric. If I want it, gotta have it. My women listen. It's tunnel vision for the chicken. All these worms we been flipping. I'm still standing in that water blue tanning with a pageant model. Yellow bone like Lotto. All night popping bottles. Nice flights out to Cabo. Never been a bust. The hoes treat me like Usher. Middle of the ruckus, she gon' pull it out and bust it. Work for the thrill, it costs us to chill. Frostbite from the field. Touch hella green. Me and Dutch in the beam, smoking out the pee. These hoes got feet, but they walking on their knees. Short Shorty got a mouth, but she don't ever speak unless I tell her to. And she always bring that chatter through. Peep the ceiling free. You see me? You see all these hoes, all these fellas,
Hey yo! Hey yo! Hey yo! Hey yo! Hey yo! Hey yo!
DJ King Flow.
Hey yo!
Mixtape.
Hey yo! Hate the sin, love the sinner. You ever dropped a duffel bag all to the dealer? Came back after 3 months looking richer. Gunshots, now we got a zipper. 4 in the morning, bagging up with Patricia. Off the same plate, I ate my dinner. They brought their pipe with the Brillo. Coke spot, politic ditto. Drive by, strawberry Enzo. Leathers with the lion head, Kenzo. Louis marked the roof, he landed on the windshield. Got the praise from all the addicts. Soon as I try the shit, automatic. If you wouldn't kill for me, don't hold my casket. She keep asking how I shoot if it's plastic. 32 shots from the max in.
Free. Nothing in this world is nothing, nothing free. Baby, you better believe it.
Yeah, pardon my bravado, semi-auto busting flow, my life's a novel. Storybook ending, haters faces twisted like Picasso. Pins on walls, hood legends, immortal stars. Paper chasing, got a lawyer for killers that raised the bar.
DJ
Michael
Corleone,
Roleon, Sierra Leone. Loyalty is everything, never speak about what was shown. All that screaming, you the GOAT, boy, I'm telling you, watch your tone. Worth more dead than alive, murders exposure for your model. Fresh out of spread, breakfast in bed, sex with the head, John Wilkes in his booth. Like my president's dead, not the killer, I just know a few. Watching out the project window, yet I'm more thorough than you. That's the truth, nigga, wanna hide it from a nigga, put it in writing. I never trust the label head, they quick to lose their excitement. Forever standing on my own, but yet I'm crippled by vices. Loyalty is hard to teach, like a bitch with no guidance. I feel you, I can smell the envy on you. Ye beware of the gods, this is food for your pride. Hope that EBT don't decline. I'm feeling like pot, get some money and go to war. See, I never talk, but when I do talk, it hurts your cough.
The stakes are too high, and be sure members of your family stay in a safe shelter. Don't take unnecessary risks.
DJ King Flow.
My rhymes dark in skies like cumulonimbus. I witness the business and ask for forgiveness. Real life stakes that give you cause to pause and pause on the reason that you're wrapped in gauze. Entombed sealed room on the left hand path. I flipped a few packs, washed a few stacks, jacked some knickknacks. Then I had to redirect and try to cover my tracks. Just the bleak facts.
I am the law.
Some calling me a sinner, my excuse is getting thinner. Let the beating take its course like a broke David Schwimmer acting Ross's third divorce.
Hey.
Then drop a fat rack on 2 steak dinners. You're an NFT weenie in a tacky palace beanie. I'm James Gandolfini, bend your spine like Kundalini. Recognize on the beat with unscathed, it's looking bleak. We riff it so ill, you're click and repeat. I'm under your bed, you're under the sheets. A full stampede, straight ended with cleats. You scream at the heat, we're pressing delete. Mr. Mojo rising. To scream at the heat, we're pressing delete.
Yeah, rappers are stabbed with a rusty blade. I crush his face.
DJ
I'm fucking
King
well
Flo.
With these pussies, but no, I'm far from gay. On the block, ducking jakes, special wreck ain't fucking safe. I'm all the lies, so even if they kill me, I'll resuscitate. Was born to put my enemies to the sword. The chef red corn just like the killer bees when I swarm. Beefing with thorns, we have you fucking dweeps in the morgue. Get my mama's womb rapping on the day I was born. Set of horns on a halo, I'm a darkness of light. I leave the whole pool for fire when I'm scorching the mic. I'm gone when I write, don't let the reaper target your life. I'm all through the night, suck and stop out of fork of the knife. Rapper's raggedy, with me a bleak link, though it's a tragedy. Recognize the master, we hold it down like it's gravity. You wanna talk blasphemy, send a slug through your cavity. These fuckers ain't a match with me, they discharging my batteries, nigga.
Yeah, these motherfuckers press. Rappers trying to fucking attract the beat.
DJ
You're disgusting
King
backwards. And there's nothing flattering about any of your sucking rappers.
Mixtape
you the one asking me how to behave.
talk to your mother about her mistake and how you were raised, cause your respect is non-existent. You were not gifted a life, you were burning right out of the gate. A coward was made, you'll risk nothing, not one accomplishment. You did nothing, a dumb sloppy wimp. You fixed nothing, you jerk off the anime chicks, your bitch nothing. What happened? I know where I'm standing, you throwing a tantrum like a toddler wanting to kick something. You ain't pick up shit, don't even try. You were saying what you should have seen for the time.
Struggle to stay calm, ready for the melee like napalm. We flammable, yeah. Instincts, our animal ship sinks. The king of the sun brings, we handle you. These rappers ain't tangible, we both put here to anger you. And then we chin checking on your mandible. Bow down to the gods and the earth and pay homage, cause these rappers ain't true to themselves, they ain't honest. We be the foundation of this rapping is hip hop. We can never be outdated, rap like a Ziploc. The sound faded, commercial rappers on the lifeline, depending on nostalgia, money flowing like a pipe. Line to bit the style up, the industry and the rift. Cause without the underground, it would cease to exist. I tell them,
hey, you gon' need how I'm gonna miss.
I'm not stressing how I used to be. Peaking in my 40s with a new physique. I don't pay attention to these trends. You ain't losing sleep. Who's the lions? Who's the sheep? Aiming for the stars, but you lose your reach. Peace to Cool Keith. There's still sheets of loose leaf and dreams that are too steep or 2 feet to conquer. But never had a doubt since I was 8 and rotten tacos. Man, this industry's a monster. A pocket of imposters. Wanna profit off you taking off like rockets. No astronomers. So onerous. Even through the drama and destruction, I'm still running off that little light inside of us. Traveled 100,000 kilometers and shined like Aurora Borealis across Andromeda. So I would bow to a cloud of a pop moniker. The saga's upon us, the end of days is on your monitor. The rich get richer, the poor will absorb it. The middle fights about it, the government ignores it. And those that can't afford it, while the world is out of orbit, sit and sip their coffee, doing Wordo in the morning. While the rich get richer, the poor will absorb it. The middle fights about it.
Got a sick hobby and no one can stop me. Reanimating body parts from cold storage lobbies.
DJ
I'm coated
King
in the lamp, a Bavarian woods discreet. There's a sick trip strapped up underneath a thick sheet. Electrifying Alto Stratus into pylon apparatus. Lowered down from the rafters, conscious in the crystal lattice. Real fear factor, crazed laughter, mad hatter. With a bent stature, here to bring the rapture. New life manufactured, rotten brains captured. After hours in the science wings of medical institutions, I'm confused with a scalpel during court for constitution. I found my father's notes, this is family retribution. A natural evolution.
The monster created by a man they called Mad is turned loose to strike terror into the hearts of men.
Last piece of the puzzle, I said throw away the shovel and grab the beast a muzzle. We heard the angry mob sweep.
swiftly charging up the main path with pitchforks and torches. So then I relieve the waitstaff, bloodbath final push to the goal at hand. The lightning connects land, reanimates the man. Now a proud father, I command my son to stand. Little did we know we'd have a few minutes span. Ignite the oil pan, fling it off the table, then burn the whole lab as we escape through the stables. Paging Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard. The only thing I grabbed were the notes from the tower. From the tower.
DJ King Flow.
Stay lit, 1,000 watts. Got the ring plus the watch, cause I think outside the box. That's champagne right. On the rocks, yeah. I don't wanna meet your pops. Ain't even get no bunny, mommy got that D on lock. Stress free on a jet ski, hot bod, Gaudy, bless me. Woo. Big ass cheeks spread out, Dizzy Gillespie. Siren seductress, red lips in a tux dress. Rough sex out in public, handcuffs like a suspect.
Wish I would've never wasted time chasing the game. I should've just let it come to me. Usually how I do my thing.
Mixtape addict.
Should've just played it cool like I do. I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. No, no. She was beautiful, you already know. From the crown of her head to her toes. She stops traffic everywhere that she goes. With no issues, with no issues. And her sex is always on time. Cause she knows how to make a body whine. Ain't scared to say what's on her mind. With no issues, with no issues. Thought I had the game wrapped up, but all I really did was get myself trapped up.
Mixtape addict.
Now I'm a prisoner. The girl made me her prisoner. Thought I had the game wrapped up, but the way that she rides for me, I can never get enough. So now I'm a prisoner. The girl made me her prisoner. Told me she'd been hurt before, and that she wasn't gonna be played for a fool no more. I told her that I understand, but what I didn't realize was I was gonna be her man.
Be her man.
I grew up from West, strictly indoor, come on up, it's for the best.
DJ King Flow.
That's why we burn the ganja every night.
That's why we burn the ganja. What's this combo we consumed in? Is this the room I take my shrooms in? Yeah, I'm stoned off the dower, baby. Wax once in a while, but mainly I'm a flower, baby.
Mainly.
Why are we speaking right now? Gorilla glue, Gavossi, I'm geeking right now. You can press your luck, but I wouldn't give a fuck. So you gon' waste your time if you're featuring right now.
I
am
great from West, strictly indoor. Got my love is for the best. Marijuana bring me joy and happiness. Good for me life, and it's like when I stress. That's why I'm born.
If I was down on my luck, I bet you'll be living in joy. Whatever I build, you would probably try to destroy. Normally, I got consideration when a nigga living on his knuckles in the basement. But I'm out of patience. Ain't no reconciliation. It's over. You're a replica of a cobra. I know what I'm facing. It's places for the pieces on the board. Lines shouldn't be crossed. Careful when you swinging that sword. Assassinate the character of a man that really hoped you would win. In the end, he ain't mad at you. Overlook the fact he's the only one you matter to. The first one he extended the ladder to. Never had a thought of wanting to splatter you. Where did you get this what about me attitude? Worked up to the point you burst. The energy has been cursed. The gratitude is the worst, and what's worse is when it's solid, you can feel it in the air. Don't question the blessing. The love is right there. I made a note of it. It's clear. I get it. There's no love lost cause it was never
mixing.
Listen, you lost your position. No more riding shotgun with him. You did him bad, bad. You defeated yourself.
You ever heard a nigga eat himself?
I guess the money is the root of all evil.
for the currency could move through all people. We all equal till the armor truck pulls up to the wrong address, then it becomes lethal.
DJ King,
why you mad? The homie got the bag, cause he worked for the bag and slightly upgraded his swag. Respected by the shakers, courtside at the Lakers, traded the 2-bedroom to enjoy the acres. You figure at the most, he should be working at Staples. He shouldn't be the GOAT. Why he that close to the paper? He ain't that special. Maybe that's true, but the difference between him and you is him and you. You let your moves get stagnated, caught up in a dragnet, dreams faded to occupation who has it. So fuck it, that's it. You ride it till the wheels fall off. It's no wheels, it's been a bad deal, dog. So when it's solid, you can feel it in the air. Don't question the blessing, the love is right there. I made a note of it, it's clear. I get it, it's no love lost cause it was never done there. Listen, you lost your position. No more riding shotgun with them, you did them bad, bad. You defeated yourself.
You ever heard a nigga
even self?
DJ King Flow, Mixtape Addict.
Welcome to the Mixtape Addict Radio Show. I'm your host King Flow, all the way from France. And today my special guest is none other than, you know, veteran MC, super great lyricist, Mike Enns in the building.
No, nah, I appreciate that. What up, y'all? How y'all doing over there? Mixtape Addict. I've been messing with y'all for a while. You know that flow. You know what the history is.
Yeah, man, I've been playing the records for a while, my G. Always good work, good quality hip-hop like we like to hear, you know?
Nah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, my G. So how's your day going so far?
It's good. I'm at one of my work sites, actually, our community center. So I just carved some time out to make sure that I can connect with you. But 8 hours a day, I'm doing community work.
No doubt. That's good, man. Super dope. Respect for you doing that, you know?
No, I appreciate it. That's the business we're in, mental health, recovery, substance use, misuse, and trying to deal with insecurities.
Okay, dope. Yeah, the youth need that, man. And not only the youth, you know, it's a lot of people that actually need help with that, and it's good to have people like you by their side, bro.
Ah, man, I appreciate that. I was one of those people, so that's why it's easy to do the work.
No doubt. You know, when you went through it, you know, you can understand things differently, so it helps.
Lived experience is important.
Yep. So, I mean, let me ask you, man, the Mixtape Addict question before we go further in this interview. I think you know the tradition of the show. Who is your all-time favorite DJ, bro?
Oh, man. I'm going to be quite honest. It depends, right? So, If you put me in a party, I've seen Kid Capri do some amazing things. However, if you put me in a stadium, I want to see Mr. C.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you put me in a show situation, I want to see Scram Jones.
Yeah.
Right? If you want a DJ producer, give me Premier, of course.
Mm-hmm.
With a very, very strong Pete Rock accompaniment.
Dope. That's a serious lineup right there.
If you want Mixtape DJ, then I'm going to need Doo-Wop.
Nice.
And if you want a performance DJ, Tricks, and you're going to give me DJ Diamond, DTA, DJ Diamond, the artist. And behind him, I need any other executioner that you want to reach for.
Yeah, man, got to have at least Rob Swift, Mr. Sinister, one of those guys, man, you know?
Yeah, that's a fact. That's all big bros. And then, of course, you know, if King Flow is around, I'm going to have to see what he's dealing with.
I'm not close to the names that you say, but, you know, I have a lot of respect for them and grew up listening to all those guys, whether it's the Executioners, Doo-Wop, Scram Jones. I did an interview with him, and I watch his Instagram video sometimes. He'd be doing some crazy work, man.
Yeah. Graham is a triple threat. He rhymes, he produces, and he DJs.
Yep.
And he's equally dope at each one of them.
Yeah, it's very rare to say that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not everybody that can master all those different elements of DJing, bro.
No, not at all.
And plus, he's a nice human being, too. I've talked to him once. He's a great guy, so.
One of the first industry shows I did, Scram was the DJ for the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Much respect to him. I grew up listening to his beats. I think he had some shit on Grand Theft Auto 4, if I'm not mistaken. He had some shit on there. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Been doing it for a while. And I have another mixtape question for you. I think I know the answer. Do you miss the mixtape format, Mike Enns?
I absolutely do. I did 16 of them myself. early on. I come from that era. I come from mixtape placement and compilation placement. So I feel like that was the underground. I felt like that was that hand-to-hand organic transfer of materials. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like you had to be up on the latest, right? And you had to get it from somebody. If you didn't go uptown or go to Queens or go to Harlem or one of these spots that was, or downtown Brooklyn, Beach Street, and get the latest mixtape, you had to get it from somebody. Mm-hmm. Like I remember borrowing mixtapes. I remember my car, the Visor, had 7 different mixtapes at a time.
Yeah.
I remember the instrumental mixtapes. Mm-hmm. Just rhyming for hours on Canon mixtapes or whatever it was. So, yeah.
We all remember the J. Alms mixtapes with all the instrumentals.
Come on. J. Alms, White Owl.
Yeah, rest in peace, White Owl.
Butter L. Of course, you had... oh man, you had Clue.
Yeah.
Bad. It was a little bit of everybody. And I hate that I'm leaving people out, but you know, Bounce Squad and Doo Wop was heavy for me. Shout out Unique, shout out Doo Wop. It's all family.
Yeah, we gotta talk about that, man. Like, what's your relationship with Def Squad?
What do you mean?
Like, how do you guys work together? How did you connect? Because I know you work with them.
Well, we connected through, shout out Kay Sermon, Eric's sister. Shout out DJ Diamond, the artist, and formerly Diamond J, which is EPMD's DJ. You know, longtime friend. He's also my cousin. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that connection was made. Set up the meeting with Eric. I went, met with Eric. We built, talked, and he appreciated what I offered, both musically and outside of music. And from there, we connected. And that's how the work started. I inherited Rock Wilder, Top Fife, mm-hmm. and all of them as well with that relationship. So it was a blessing. A lot of great artists, a lot of great energy, a lot of good jewels. Shout out DJ Kanza. He's on the road with Redman right now.
Yes, sir.
He was also assigned to us while we were over there. So yeah, man. It's all up.
Yes, sir. DJ Kanza is dope, man. Spanish DJ, for those that don't know. Crazy.
Barcelona.
Yeah, Barcelona. He's crazy on the turntables and also nice on the beats. I love the beats.
That's right.
What he's doing. Yeah, yeah. He got his own thing going on, man.
That's right.
And what have you learned, like, from Eric Sermon? Like, I bet you guys, you know, talk game, you know, all that strategy. Like, what have you learned from working with
That's hard to say. It's hard to say, right? There's no one jewel. Good part is I have a lot of footage of just candid conversations going on that I can rely on, you know. But it's always about the creative. It's always about watching the money. It's always about watching your publishing. It's always about staying organic and authentic to yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, be authentic and keep it hip-hop. That was always something that I got from being around him.
Yep. Being authentic, man, that's what a lot of people forget, man.
But you got to remember what authentic means, right? Like, authentic is tangible. Mm-hmm. It's real, right? But who's to say when I'm not the same person I was at 5, I'm not the same person I was at 15, I'm not the same person I was at 25. Mm-hmm. So am I less authentic because I'm not talking about what I was talking about at 25?
No, I don't think it matters, you know, because we all change, but at the same time, we all have something inside of us that will never change.
Not yet. I mean, that's actually not true, because growth is continuous and growth is complete. So all of you are going to grow. Your lens is going to grow. Your perspectives are going to grow. So things that you found were life and death that you couldn't live without, you haven't done in 10 years. So yeah, we do change, but I feel like your moral compass shouldn't change, your integrity as an individual shouldn't change, and what you feel like you stand on and stand for can evolve but shouldn't change.
Mm-hmm.
Your center should remain the same.
Yep. And you as an MC and as a man, you know, like, what do you want to be remembered for, like, you know, in 10, 20 years in the pages of hip-hop history? Like, what do you want to be remembered for?
I'll be honest, what I'm remembered for in hip-hop is the same thing I want to be remembered for in life. Connection, right? I want people to be able to tell stories of how I impacted them, and it wasn't just meeting them for nothing, right? And I want them to be positive. They're not all going to be positive. Some people just wasn't a good interaction, right? But yep. I need the majority to be good interactions where something was birthed because we met each other, right? Yep. So two people met, and some third thing happened because those two people met, and it mutually benefited the situation. Contributing to others is important, which is why I do the work I do during the day. You see what I'm saying? So it's so important to contribute to the table. I always was a person that likes to do my favors first, because I need to know that I've contributed. Yeah. I don't want anything from the situation unless I know that I've contributed.
For sure. Yeah, you like to have like real human relationship, and the things have sense.
And I just happen to put music to it.
Yeah. And I bet what you do in the community, like the work you do in the community, really inspire you to write those lyrics that we hear in your albums and your mixtapes and all that.
I think it goes the other way around. Because I was writing from a place I wanted to be. Right? I think we all are. Everybody in hip hop started off writing dreams. Right? Mm-hmm. You wrote your reality, but then you wrote your way out, which was your dream. And I feel like I always wanted to be in a position to do more. So I wrote that way. And then when I started to do the work, it started to make old songs make a different kind of sense, right? So I finally kind of became what I was working for. And now, because I do so much training and learning in the field, I feel like I now incorporate a little bit more of the language and understanding and some of the things that I write, hoping that people can take that from the music and apply it when they turn their music off.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's the best compliment we can get from people that listen to our music, is when the lyrics and the overall music really touches their soul. And sometimes I think you had that in your career. People send you message in your inbox or in real life too, and they tell you, yo, listen, when I heard that song, I was at a special moment in my life, and that helped me go through some shit, you know.
Absolutely. And I've had people that have done that, and we got to really build and connect on the fact that I was going through something similar when I wrote it. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we kind of walked through it together was a blessing.
Yep.
And the funny part is just opposites of the same coin, right? Like, I needed to get it out, and he needed to hear it, so it worked out.
Yep. Yeah, man, I think it's the most beautiful thing when you're doing music. It's stuff like that, man, that touched your soul. Even people from all across the globe that can relate to what you're saying. Maybe you guys had a different life, you lived in a different country, but those subjects that you talk about, they can relate, and that can help them to, you know, be more positive in their life. So it's a wonderful thing, man.
When I was young, first of all, shout out my man Dog over in Africa. He checks in on a regular basis on some life connection. Like, he's a huge Mike Hands fan, and it's a life connection. Like, we've contributed to things that they had going on during crisis in his family. And, you know, shout out, rest in peace, Big Bob. Like, we used to really connect with him. So he still checks in. I see him on my timeline today. But shout him out, since you mentioned that visceral connection across the world. But I feel like that anchor is important. Like, that's all that matters. If you're not like, immediate gratification is shows, right? We perform so that we can immediately get the reaction back from the people. But there's nothing like knowing that the music resonated and it bounces back to you. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel like you want to write something else.
Yep. This is how you evolve as an MC, as an artist, you know, in general, man.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about making connections, you know, linking up with people in different countries. I know you work with some of my fellow French producers, you know, L'Undercover. You did a project with him. How did that come about? Like, how did you guys connect, and what made you want to create this project?
So first off, L'Undercover, shout out L'Undercover, the whole Sis McGrath family, past and present, Conspi, everybody over there. It was just all love. Like, came across Sis McGrath. Honestly, they were here in the States shooting freestyles. And Shabam Sadiq, shout out Shabam, had a record he did with my folks, Bankai Family, Skanksta Rap Martyr, and them. And I went with Shabam to the video shoot. I ended up spitting on the freestyle. Mm-hmm. That's when I first encountered Lundercover and Sismograph. I got freestyle, dropped it, what it did. Now, fast forward, my man St. Ivan did a project called The Inevitable with Lundercover, which was crazy. When he did the release party, he asked me if I would come headline the release party for him. So I went over to Paris with him and we killed it. Like, we killed it. Like, I feel like Ivan's show was so crazy. An incredible shout out, St. Ivan, that I felt like we both just went in, right? So I was honored he'd asked me. So we went, rocked out. It was his first time overseas, so I was proud to be a part of that. Of course, we got to live intimately with Lundercover and Sismograph and got closer. And we recorded a few things while we were there. And we were like, yo, we might as well do a whole project. And then before you knew it, Golden Era Timeless was finished.
Oh, yeah. That's a solid project right there, man.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I remember I spent some of those joints in the show. It was dope, man. Can we expect, like, some more work with you and an overseas producer? Like, you told me you were in Paris. Like, when can we expect you back out there?
Well, I'm looking forward to getting back over there soon. I have a Euro tour that we're booking up now. Shout out my Bush Babies family, Dollar Band Music family. So we got something we're working on. Shout out, I can't even tell you who else in the package, but we be working on something extremely hip-hop. I'm honored to be a part of that. So that's going to get me back in the region. I have some work, right? So let's really get to it. My original French producers were once called Alter Beats. Now they're called Whip Beats. So we had a group called the Alter Unit. So that was BK, myself, Neek the Exotic, and Shabam Sadiq. So that they did all of my earlier stuff, the me and Sean Price stuff, me and Rock, All I Know. Like, they did a lot of really, really great visuals and stuff on me, even designed my logo. Mm-hmm. Then I did work with Kayo Itachi.
Yes, sir.
So I got a project in the stash with Kayo.
Nice.
That we haven't released yet. And Venom, shout out Venom as well.
Yeah, shout out Venom. He just dropped his album. Shit is crazy.
Once again. Always.
Always crazy.
Always. They never miss a step.
Nope.
So, you know, there's a couple of really good cats. You know, I got some joints with you in the stash. So there's some good music tied over there. Just like I have some folks in Italy that I've done some great work with. Shout out Fast Cuts and Glory Hole Records over there. A lot of great work in Australia. Shout out Optimistic over there. We just dropped the Optimistic, myself and Method Man record. No bullshit. And so that's doing well. So yeah, I'm always looking to connect with my Paris people and the Euro people and just people worldwide. But I definitely have fun when I'm in Paris.
Yeah, man. Well, you got fans out there. People rock with you. You know, some of the dopest beat makers in France rock with you, man. So
keep up
the great work, man.
Thank you, King.
And let me ask you, like, is there a difference on working with a overseas producer or a hometown producer, like a guy that lives in the States? Like, what's the difference on working?
Accessibility. Mm-hmm. That's number one. I get to vibe in the studio with producers here versus overseas, right? Mm-hmm. The wait time is a little different because the hour, you know, the 12-hour difference, so to speak, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's the, 6-hour, but then there's the production time, right? Like the immediate gratification piece. When I get something over there, I have to wait for them to do the work to send it back. Mm-hmm. Here, I get to watch the producer do the work if I need to. But sound-wise, I feel like it's a solid emulation of East Coast hip-hop and West Coast hip-hop. So there really is no difference there. I just think, honestly, overseas producers go harder at it because they don't, sometimes you can take it for granted when you have it, right in front of you.
Yep.
Right? But because the overseas producers have a whole ocean between them and the origin, I feel like they compensate for the distance with the work they put in. Yep. You understand what I mean? To create the energy and feel like they're across the water and close the gap. So I really feel like there's the passion piece over the business piece is still very prevalent in overseas hip-hop.
Yep, yep. Your talk, man. I think, you know, beatmakers from Paris, they kind of had like a, like they were influenced by the Queensbridge sound, you know, like Cormega, Nature, those guys, you know, with the greedy piano that we hear, the violins and stuff like that. They were heavy influenced by that. So they have a kind of like their own touch, but at the same time, like you said, it's kind of like an emulation of what's going on the East Coast.
But it's a respectful, like, yeah. It's not an emulation like a, like something fake. It's this like reincarnation or clone type of, it has the same DNA.
Yeah, it's like a legacy, you know, they'll
yes.
still, yeah.
It definitely has the same DNA. And before anything else, I have to shout out DJ Modesty.
Mm-hmm.
He was my earliest DJ from overseas, still in the south of France. If I'm ever on that region, that's who's DJing for me. That's a pack we made a long time ago. We got a lot of early records we did. He's cut and scratched on most of my earlier records. So Modesty is by far one of my favorite overseas DJs that has rocked with Hands the whole way. So,
yep. It's a lot of people that have been telling me about DJ Modesty. You know, I know
he's an incredible producer too.
Yeah, I remember talking to Imam Thug. He told me he was dope and a super nice human being too. Now you're talking about
very much
about him.
And he's a hell of a ball player.
Okay, nice.
The point guard that'll put one on you. So,
mm-hmm. Nice. You play basketball too?
I did all through high school.
Nice.
I did.
I played, I think, 11 years too, man.
Yeah, roughly like that. I played until my knees gave out.
Yeah. Well, not my knees, but my ankles, so I feel the pain.
Mm-hmm. I don't even go by the park no more. It hurts. Like, it just hurts not to be able to play.
Yeah, you take one rebound, two rebounds, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Let me get a couple shots and move off.
Yeah, man. And, do you have any advice, man? Because we've been talking about, you know, MCs, you know, from overseas, from the States and all that. Do you have any advice for the young upcoming MCs that are probably listening to us right now?
That's hard to say, right? Because first thing people think is older MCs have a problem with younger MCs. And that's not really the case for me. I don't care how you say what you say, as long as you're saying something. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the only thing that I hold people accountable for. Say something. Like, music is a communication art. It's an art of communication. And if people don't understand what you're saying, then you did not communicate. It's cool to have vibe. It's cool to have feel. It's cool to have all that. But the art is in being able to paint with words. Mm-hmm. So when you can connect with words and you can meld with music and do it all at the same time to create connection with people, that's where the definitive parts of the art come out, because people are going to get tired. You're only going to jump around but so long before you got to sit down. It got to still make sense once you sit down. So yeah, just, I don't care what you say or how you say it, conversation ain't my concern, but make sure you're saying something that people can walk away with.
Yep, that, you know, something that people can relate to, you know, like we said earlier, something that touches their soul, and maybe that authenticity that we talked about too.
I just want people use their music, pardon me, to take people other places. Like, don't just repeat the same thing. Like, take them somewhere.
Yep.
They're relying on you. You got the platform. You got their ear. Take them somewhere.
Yeah, music can make you travel without leaving your house, man.
Yeah. Give them something that they didn't have when they turned you on.
Yep. Real talk, man. And you told me you had a lot on your plate, you know, a project for Kyo Itachi, all that mm-hmm. stuff. And what can we expect from you for the rest of 2026 and the years beyond?
Oh, man. So, because I was down after my recovery for a little bit, I kind of backed away. So, a lot of stuff got backed up in traffic. The next album that I'm working on, I actually revealed the title on an interview last night. Well, yesterday before, with Christopoulos. Parabellum is the name of the next album. There's no peace without war. And I'm excited about it because it's the first project I've done since Golden Era, full studio album. Mm-hmm. So I'm ready to let that go. There's a Best of Mike Hands and Rock Nest project on the way. Nice. That I'm tying up the ends of. Some of the records you already have from us and some that I never released that we've been sitting on, and a couple of new ones we did especially for this. So there's a Best of. The Act Out record is going to be re-released from the Golden Era record, which is the Me and M.O.P. record. I'm looking to add Billy Dance to round out the M.O.P.
Nice.
So it'll be Fame. We already have Teflon. We have Dreddy Kruger. But I'm looking to put Billy on the remaster. And I have a full boot camp remix of the record that we're mixing and mastering now. So, you know, the same way you mentioned Def Squad, I'm definitely trained in the boot camp before all of it. So,
yep.
Boot camp for life, you know how that goes. So,
for sure.
Yeah. That's crazy. So, I have Rocknest, Steel, General Steel, and Tech on that one with me. So, that remix is going to be crazy. So, I have a full MOP A-side and a full boot camp feature on the B-side, which I feel like is epic in its own right for a hip-hop fan. There's a mixtape that's going to be available with the album that you'll get free download.
I was about to ask you that, if you had any mixtape going on. Nice.
Yeah, it's called History Lesson. Shout out DJ Platt, who was one of my earlier producers that grew with me in the background. So we're reconnecting on this project series, and it's History Lesson. So what I'm doing is I'm going through one of my hard drives that dates back to 2008. And we're pulling, mixing, and mastering some of those records, plus some new records that Platt produced. Nice. To create History Lesson, which is, you know, as it sounds, it's just walking people through songs and history that got me here. Some you've heard, some you've never heard, because I never put them out. But I just don't think anything should die in the hard drive. According to Sean Price, rest in peace, Sean told me to just pull everything out. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to just package it all up and just put it all out.
Yeah, man. Just flood the internet. You know, flood the fans with new music. That's what we are waiting for. And make sure you send me those records. You know, I need the world premiere before you release them shits.
Oh, I got you. I got a couple things on the way. You have the Gunsleeve record and the Me and Mike record, correct?
Yep.
The On Go record is the next one up. We're about to shoot records for that and Brothers Keeper. So I'll make sure to get you copies of those once we have the masters back.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Well, you know, you got my email now, so make sure you send those bangers, man.
Yes,
sir. That was a pleasure to have you on the show, my man. You know, super dope to have you. Been listening to your music for a while, so I had to, you know, put some light on you. You know, let the overseas fan know more about you, bro.
Well, let them know that we got more work coming. You know what I mean? Sir. I'm watching the heat that you cooking up. Sure. I believe we got one in the stash. I'm not sure if it dropped, but we need to give them that. And yep. If not, we need to reissue it. And then who knows what the future's gonna hold. But when I touch the town, I need y'all to show up.
For sure, man. Let me know when you're in France. You know, make that call. You know, send me a DM on IG. And we connect in real life, man.
That's right. And if you're on that side of the water, we have some things going on in London and Birmingham coming up too.
Okay.
So if y'all could jump on that train, pull up.
Yep, definitely, man. I will. London is really right there. You know, it's like an hour away from me, so we can make that.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's get to it.
Yes, sir. Like, we stay connected, bro. Take care. Peace.
Talk to you in a bit. Peace.